Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine. I'm your host, Brianna Cunliffe. Let's dive in.
My name is Grace Carrier. I'm the Island Institute Fellow with the Brooklyn Climate Response Committee.
The Brooklyn Climate Response Committee is a citizen initiative that arose with the support of the Maine State Community Resilience Partnership.
Our mission is to help the community of Brooklyn both mitigate the impacts of climate change while we still can do what we can to limit our carbon footprint on both a municipal and individual level, and then also to adapt to the ways climate change is already occurring in our life and to just generally educate the community about these issues.
An initiative Grace leads for the committee is the Neighbor to Neighbor Home Visit Program.
Its goal is to help individuals reduce their carbon footprint, but it also has the added benefits of helping them achieve greater comfort in their homes and to save money. And so it basically is we go to our neighbors and we really are talking to them neighbor to neighbor. It's not really expert to non-expert. It's a learning experience for us all. And we just go through the energy efficient upgrades that might make sense for that homeowner, like heat pumps, window dresser inserts, even simple things like switching to LEDs, using a clothesline, small changes you can make, getting solar, that would be a larger example, getting an EV. And then we also connect them to the Efficiency Maine rebates that are out there and the federal tax incentives. Efficiency Maine tries their hardest to make it easy to navigate, but of course, there's a lot of details. So we just help people get connected to the right things and kind of hold their hand if they need it and just be a resource.
Grace sees this model making a difference with every home she enters.
The first home visit I ever did was we were able to get a heat pump hot water heater for this homeowner who her water heater was on its last legs, and she was able to get one for free, which is not something she was aware was possible for her. And it was also this filling out forms moment that she didn't have the time in her day with her full-time job to figure out. And I was able to figure it out for her, write out the steps and sit next to her while she did it. Every single person, no matter what they've already done, they seem to get something out of the home visit, even if it's just a pat on the back and community with people who also are interested in energy efficiency in homes.
Despite incredible incentives and significant progress, demographics like low-income folks and renters still face barriers.
Even though all these energy efficient transitions ultimately do pay back in the long run, you ultimately will save money. They all have an upfront cost, even with the Efficiency Maine rebates. The richest of the rebates for a lot of them are only covering 80% of the project costs. So you're still liable for 20% if you're low income. And that can be a real barrier. I mean, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, if you can't afford your heat bill right now in this moment, putting in that extra money to change your heating system, although it will benefit you in the long run, is just inaccessible, which is unfortunate because, of course, those people could really benefit from these products that will save them money and help them enjoy greater comfort. The other barrier, this is not necessarily about the home visit program, but it is unfortunate whenever we have a conversation with a homeowner who wants to get solar, and that's why they called us, because they wanted to talk through those options. And sadly, people are having a really hard time connecting to the grid in Brooklyn. And that's a common experience, I think, on the coast. That's always kind of unfortunate, given that kind of reality check.
The home visit program's impact is strengthened by its roots in community.
What really excites me is just how on the ground it is and person to person that it is. I'm working for a committee like so many other committees out there who are just volunteer community members who are really passionate and give a lot of their time to helping us mitigate climate change. We're working directly with our neighbors and we're bringing people together in larger events to talk about these things, feel less alone. That feels to me like exactly the place you want to be in to make real change and give people hope and kind of channel that question, what can I do, into real like fundamental shifts on a community level with our relationships with the world around us. And it can start in your own home, you know, it can start in your own life.
For listeners in the Brooklyn area, ways to get in touch, sign up for a home visit, or otherwise get involved can be found on www.brooklynmaine.com under Climate Response Committee. You can also stop by their meetings at 3 p.m. on the third Thursday of the month. This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive on WERU-FM. We're here every Thursday morning at 8:30. Thanks for listening.